You've got good music. Hallelujah. All these youngins up here singing this morning. I leaned over to the brother over here and I said, there's the future of Southern gospel music right there. All these kids singing, these special groups singing, the choir singing. By the way, we got 44 churches in the association. Very few of our churches still have a choir. Very seldom do I visit a church. And by the way, I visit churches every single Sunday. I'm in a different church. Very seldom do I see a church that still has a choir. You've got great music here at the church. You have good ministries, good music, good people, a good reputation in the community. I think you got a pretty good pastor. Amen. He needs to go have his head examined because he chases storms. I'm going to turn Matt into a Yankees fan one of these days. You got a pretty good youth pastor. I heard him back there groan. Your CDC wins awards year after year in this community. That's something to celebrate. Sometimes it's easy to just sit back and say, okay, let's just cruise for a while. I had a group of pastors up in Rhode Island just a few weeks ago. We're looking in our association to partner with churches out in Wyoming. I had a group of pastors out in Wyoming a few weeks ago, and then we went up to meet with a guy in Rhode Island, Massachusetts area. He's working on a college campus up there, a very liberal college campus, doing student ministry, and he's getting ready to plant a church in Fall River, Rhode Island. And we got up there, we flew in, and they messed up our reservation for our vehicle, our car. So because they messed it up, they gave us a really, really fancy vehicle, a big Ford Expedition, brand spanking new, couple of thousand miles, and it was one of them self-driving dudes. And we got out on the, I didn't realize that at the time, we got out on the interstate and it had this thing called Blue Connect or Blue Cruise or something like that, and I'm driving down the road, and Aaron Tyner, youth pastor at Winchester First Baptist, was sitting in the co-pilot seat over there, and I hit that button, and I felt a jerk in the steering wheel, and I didn't know what that was, and I let go, and it's driving itself. And I said, Aaron, look at this. And he looked over, and I didn't have my hands on the steering wheel. He said, I don't think you need to do that. Folks, when it comes to the church, I don't think you need to let go of the steering wheel. Don't lose momentum. Church is going good right now. You got some good ministries, you got some good things going. Don't let go of the steering wheel. Don't just cruise because everything's going smooth, because when you let go of the steering wheel, when you take your hands off the wheel and you say, I think we're just going to cruise for a little while, that is when the devil gets a foothold. Let me just talk to the younger folks in the congregation for a minute. Our older folks are peeling out every day. Man, I go back and I pastored for 24 years before I came to be your director of missions. And I was thinking back at my first church. I went to my first church in 1999, and there's only a couple of folks. It was an older congregation when I got there. I was thinking about my first church. There's only a couple of folks that are still alive in that church. And I've kept up with some of those churches, and a lot of those folks have done gone on to be with the Lord. Our older generation are going on to be with Jesus. And younger folks, if you want Highland Baptist Church to celebrate their 100th anniversary in 25 years, you've got to take hold of the steering wheel. You've got to take hold of the reins. You've got to step up. You've got to be the folks that help lead the ministries. You got to be folks that keep the choir going on, keep the music going on in the church, keep the ministries going on in the church. keep the offering plates going in the church. Oh, he's a Baptist preacher. He's going to talk about money. Listen, you've got to be the ones that in 25 years you're celebrating the 100th anniversary. And in 50 years, your kids are celebrating the 125th anniversary. And your grandkids are on down the road are celebrating the 150th anniversary. If the Lord tarries, I would want to know from heaven that our churches are still preaching the gospel. Don't lose momentum. Don't take what you have for granted. Don't get comfortable, because as soon as you do, that's when the enemy creeps in and starts chipping away. Don't forget the past. Don't lose momentum. But here's the focus of the message today. Let God guide you into the future. Paul said, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Yes, that's talking about your salvation, but I believe he's also talking about the church. He's going to complete the work of the church until he comes back. By the way, let's not forget this fact. Highland Baptist Church ain't your church anyway. You didn't die for the church. That money you give to the church wasn't your money to give to the church anyway. It was his money he gave to you to give to the church. Hey, preach it, preacher. Amen. That blood, sweat, and tears you've given to the church was his blood, sweat, and tears anyway. He died for you. Holy Spirit gifted you so that you could use those spiritual gifts to work in the church for his church. And if you'll take those first two principles, to not forget the past and not lose momentum, this third principle won't be any problem, to let God guide you into the future. Keep your mind and your heart set squarely on the Lord. Colossians 3:2 says, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Now, I know a lot of folks say, well, you know, I just got so many irons in the fire, there's just so many things going on that I just don't have a lot of time for the church. Well, that's not God's fault. See, God has your best interest at heart. God has your future success at heart, and part of that is working in the church. Let church be your faith community. This right here is one of the best things you've got in your life. Man, I think about my church home, Calvary Road Baptist Church in Maggie Valley, North Carolina. Anybody know where Maggie Valley, North Carolina is? Isn't that just like the center of the universe? Hallelujah. Man, the Great Smoky Mountains. That's my home church. Just ain't the same anymore. Still great ministry. Still just a wonderful group of people. But man, I grew up there, and JC and JB and Bobby and just Grover and my dad and all of those great men of God are all gone now. All of those men I looked up to, all of those men who encouraged me and prayed for me, man, when I surrendered to the ministry in 1996, those men that gathered around me and laid their hands on me and prayed for me and encouraged me and paid for my schooling, my Bible college, bought me my first suit when I preached my first sermon. That group of folks who loved on Lana and I and prayed for us and then sent us off, ordained us and sent us off to our first church, man, they've all gone now. I miss those folks. I think about them all the time. That church, Calvary Road Baptist Church, still in my heart, they mean so much. That is the way you should feel about your church. You should love this church with all of your heart. God has your best interests, Highland. God has your best interest in your future success at heart. Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. God has a future and a hope for Highland Baptist Church. No matter how great the days of the past have been, her greatest days should still be ahead. And at the 100th anniversary, you should still be saying, our greatest days are still ahead. I'm confident of this very thing, that the Lord who began a good work in Highland Baptist Church 75 years ago will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. And church, as long as you let God guide you into the future, He will complete it. He will complete the work that He set out in it, because it's His church. He paid for it with His blood. He set you as caretakers, as guardians, as garden tenders. That's why you can't forget the past. That's why you can't lose momentum. That's why you keep your hand to the plow, because it's His church. Something that Paul reminded each of his churches of over and over again. Then he uses words like unity and fellowship and together and one mind, reminding them of the importance that it's not just serving the Lord in the church, but it's serving in partnership. Highland Baptist Church, your purpose for being where you are is not just to be a building that takes up space on this corner. I ask this question of churches all the time. If Highland Baptist Church ceases to exist, would the community realize it? If this church shut down tomorrow, would it make a dent in the community? I hope it would be devastating to the community. You're not just here to take up space on a corner. It's to be a beacon, a lighthouse, a door of hope, to make a difference for years to come. But that's not up to the Lord. That's up to you. Young people, let me come back to you. That's on your shoulders. That's a weight for you to bear. When you do Vacation Bible School, by the way, y'all see me at Bible school every year, don't you? You know why? Anybody know why I come to Bible school every year? Why I go to 30 Bible schools a year? Anybody know why? Because I got saved at Vacation Bible School at 11 years old. So Lana and I hit up every Bible school, from Cumberland Baptist in Beersheba Springs. Anybody know where that is? You can't get there from here. It's out there. All the way up to Beech Grove, all the way down to Huntland, and we hit all of them. When you do Bible school, when you do trunk or treat, when your youth go on trips, when you have children's ministries, when you have anything like that, it's an investment. It's not a job, it's not just another event that I have to be a part of. You're investing in the life and the ministry of this church. Y'all remember when Bible school was flannel boards and cookies and Kool-Aid? Yes. Hallelujah. Where'd that go? I was telling folks last night, we had church last night up in Tracy City. And in my mind, I give mental awards, and I give the food award every year to Roark's Cove Baptist Church, because last year they had pinto beans and cornbread at Bible school. Hallelujah. When you do things like that, you're investing in the life and ministry of this church. That's what today is. Today's a celebration of that. 75 years of investing in this church and in this community. And let me just say this as we close today. For those of you who are born again, washed in the blood, the Lord will keep you until that day, till He comes back. That free gift of salvation is called eternal life. You can never lose it, and no one can ever take it away, because He paid for it with His blood. He paid a debt He did not owe, for a price you could not pay, for sins He did not commit. But if you're here today and you've never accepted the Lord's free gift of salvation and forgiveness, you can experience that free gift today. See, Highland Baptist Church has invested for 75 years to come to this moment for you to hear the message of the gospel so that you can receive that free gift of salvation. That's their investment in you today. The price that Jesus paid 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary has trickled down into Highland Baptist Church to this moment right now for you to hear the message of the gospel so that you can say, I need Jesus. So that the Perrys could come and sing, the church could celebrate, we can eat fried chicken in a few minutes. But in all of that, it's an investment for somebody here today to say yes to Jesus. If you'll accept Jesus as your Savior, you can belong to this great church, but more importantly, you can belong to His great church if you'll just say yes to Him today. Let me just close by reading a few more verses here. Paul says, just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my chains, in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers with me of grace. For God is my witness how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Amen. Highland Baptist Church, what a great day to be able to celebrate what Jesus has done in the life of this church in this community. If you're here today and you've never trusted Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, we're going to sing a hymn of invitation in just a minute. I surrender all. It's an opportunity for you to surrender your all to Him today. Let's bow our heads. Father, today we're thanking you for the life and ministry of Highland Baptist Church. We're thanking you for what Jesus has done in and through the life of this church. But even more importantly, we're giving somebody today an opportunity to say yes to what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary 2,000 years ago. And Lord, I believe in this building today there is somebody here that may not know you and the free pardon of sin. And I pray today that as we celebrate the ministry of this church, the great thing that could be the cherry on top would be somebody saying yes to Jesus today. So Holy Spirit, would you move in the life of somebody today? Convict them of their sins, that they would surrender their all to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Pastor Jim will be standing down front today as we sing. Everybody stand to their feet. Brother Michael, lead us in our song today.